Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got your password. Less than 10 minutes away, Kid Nation. You'll need that password so that you could play Beat the Bank and enter the vault. We'll hook you up with that. And don't forget Miss America coming up on the show in about 40 minutes.
The Miss America.
The one and only Miss America.
It's big.
And boy, does she have a crazy cool life story and a lot of cool relatives and a bright future ahead of her.
Yeah.
Based on just reading a little bit about her.
I wish I had that kind of
Miss America.
Right? Bubbly personality.
I know.
It's just not me.
Such a cool girl. Let's get to first world problems.
All right. First world problems.
You have a bubbly personality sometimes, Kelly.
No.
Sometimes you do.
No, I wouldn't describe. I would bubbly. Never describe myself as bubbly.
Positive?
On occasion, yeah. Not always.
Well, it depends on us.
Not always.
Yeah.
I'm more of a smorgasbord of personality.
There you everything.
Go.
There you go.
A little bit of everything.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
I have a first world problem.
That's okay. Our phone number. Call it. What is it, Jennifer?
Well, it just happened last night. I got to take some pictures for something super cool.
Yeah.
And so my makeup was super fun.
You're beat to the gods?
I had crazy cool makeup.
Uh-huh.
7 o'clock. Nothing to do. So I sat at a bar and had a drink alone because I didn't have anything to do. And then I got a makeup wipe and I took it off. I didn't have anything to do. That's the worst part. Girls know, like, if you have to do something, you have makeup on, you're like, well, I got no plans. I'm just going to take all this makeup off.
What a waste. Could have been a great night.
It could have been like a fun night out.
How much did you tip, by the way? No, I'm just kidding.
I told you I'm an over tipper. I'm an over tipper, but I don't know. I am a karma person. I believe in good karma.
People are not going to get so excited when they see Jenna walk up to their table.
Yeah, but it's true. You get that one person that's like, Jenna, oh, she was a terrible tipper.
You don't want that.
I don't want that.
You don't want that.
No.
From the text.
Yes.
First world problem here. I got a really expensive boob job, and now my boobs are so big, I have to get really expensive custom bras made.
Oh my god! Custom.
Did she leave a callback number?
Yeah, we got her number.
They make bra sizes that don't need to be.
Hey,
custom.
Hey,
we don't know.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
When do you start going to custom? Around the E?
I don't know.
The F?
I don't. I went up to F by accident.
Oh, the first time?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
You were the F. I wanted to be a full C, but I got the CCs and
Then
they said, well, wait until your boobs, go down. And I waited and I waited and they never went back down. Apparently my body was just, this one woman can take 150 CCs, another can take another, and it's two different boob shapes.
Yeah.
So I had to go back and get them reduced a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
F is not what I was going for.
I have a mess with God's
work. I had no idea. That's awesome claim to fame, Kelly. An F.
I got one from the text also.
Yeah.
First world problem. Yeah. We just got a new helicopter at work, and the heater doesn't work real well, so I'm always putting my jacket on and taking my jacket off. First world problem.
Never get comfortable. Need some climate control up there.
In their new helicopter.
We had a text that said, my air conditioning vent's right next to my toilet, so I can't go hide from my kids. And pretend like I'm going to the bathroom for 20 minutes. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, you're freezing.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to change where the vent's at.
Cold pee? That's terrible.
And sometimes we just go there and sit down just for a break.
That's the truth.
For sure.
Hey, Whitney.
Hello.
Oh, Whitney, you might get child services called on you because of this first world problem.
No.
What is it?
Yeah, so my husband bought me a new wedding set for our wedding anniversary last month, and it's so big it scratches my daughter every time I have to get her dressed for school.
Aww.
So I had to start taking it off and I get her ready in the morning.
My wedding ring is so big it scratches my baby when I pick her up.
Yeah.
Whitney's daughter's been coming to school with a bunch of scratches. What's going on now?
She does, and she's like, Mom, you scratched me again. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Tell her, blame it on Daddy. It's his fault he got us this ring.
Right, yes.
Thank you, Whitney. You have a wonderful day. Yeah, you know. Those rings are getting too big.
That's funny.
From the text,
yes.
My yard is so big that I have to turn off the Wi-Fi on my phone when I mow because it doesn't cover the whole yard and my music will cut in and out when the signal gets weak. Hashtag first world
frustrating.
Problem.
Oh my gosh, I love laughing at these problems.
What's up, Dylan?
All right, so I have a rechargeable phone case,
yeah,
but I forgot to recharge it last night, so now my phone's going to be dead all day. Hashtag first world problem.
Dang. I hate when that happens.
Dang it.
I'll get your rechargeable one. Dang. I need to get, what is that, a Mophie? That's what those are called?
It could also be a liberating thing to go a whole day.
Without a phone.
Without a phone.
Yeah.
And then when you finally plug it back in, you see how much you miss, which is usually
nothing.
Nothing.
It's very liberating.
But
yeah, my phone's been dead a lot lately. Like that day on our trip in Florida, it was just dead. I was kind of like, you know what? I'm gonna make conversation.
You don't have to check it every 5 minutes.
I'm gonna talk to y'all.
You check it every 5 minutes and you miss nothing.
I love being that guy on the plane. As soon as the plane lands, you turn your phone on. Go, bing.
I don't love that. I don't know why people love that.
Oh, I like
important.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at all these people that miss me.
Did you see that guy on the way out to Florida? When he turned on, it was an older gentleman.
Yeah.
And he turned on his phone, and he just had it sitting there and started pinging.
Yeah.
Just like, and he's looking around, like, with his chest out.
Yeah.
Like, look at all these texts.
So yeah.
It's probably spam email.
Like, I don't care. That's all right.
No, we worked with a girl who used to, every time before we took off on a plane, she would text about 20 people, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? Turn off her phone. So when we landed, it was bing, 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 bing. So yep. She looked real important.
Yeah.
She did that purposely. Yeah.
Genius.
I love it.
Genius. And she would never respond back to me. She just went,
bing, 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 bing.
What's going on, Rachel?
Okay, so my kids are 7 and 8, and whenever their electric toothbrush dies, they throw a fit. They have to brush their teeth regularly.
I wonder if it's like that fit that little kid was having in the back seat of the car from the video that Kelly found.
Hashtag first world problem.
You know what? I lost my toothbrush when we went on spring break, remember?
Yeah.
My electric toothbrush. And it was rough the first week, but now it's normal. My wife asked me if I wanted a new one. I was like, no. It's cool being normal again.
How do you lose it?
I think, I don't know.
Should you get rid of it?
I really don't know, because I know it was right next to the TV.
You left it.
And I think we both thought one of us grabbed it, and it's left there. We called the hotel and asked if somebody found it.
Of course they didn't.
And they did not find it.
Never find anything.
Because you could just replace that cool little head right there, and you got yourself a nice toothbrush. Uh-oh. Holly.
Yes.
What is your first world problem?
Guys, listen. This is so bad.
Mm. Oh no!
I have a cleaning lady. Okay, and she washed my sheets. She dried my sheets, but she didn't put them on my bed for me.
What?
Why?
What is wrong with her?
I don't know. But it was a long day yesterday. All I thought about all day long was crawling into my clean sheets.
Clean sheets, I know.
Oh, Kelly, I go to my bedroom and they're just piled on my bed.
No. Did you cry? I would have cried.
I so cried, and then I laughed because first world problems.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
I live
just a hard life.
You do. We're going to pour a little out for you, Holly. I'm sorry your bed was not made.
I recommend some Brook linen sheets, though.
Yeah, you do.
For your bed pleasures.
Brook linen sheets are duh.
Does everyone just kind of huff and puff?
Lick it. What?
Huff and puff what?
Like when you're trying to put your sheets on.
Yeah.
Or the duvet covers, really, gets me.
Oh, I get in wrestling matches.
I'm like in it. I'm inside of it. Like I full body inside.
That's the only reason I got married is to have somebody to help me put on my fitted sheets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, but those Brook linen sheets I have on the bed, by the way, they like have these little tags on there.
I know.
I'm telling you, that is just the little things about Brook linen sheets that you love. In addition to that little tag that tells you the short end, so you don't have to guess, it's the quality of the sheets. They do not cheap out on the material that they use. In fact, this is like the expensive bedding you find in the department stores, except the ones that they mark up as much as 300%. Brook linen cuts out the middleman. So with Brook linen, you get the quality bedding you know and love without that price.
Right.
I don't
Winner
believe
of
I
the
love
best
these
online bedding category by Good Housekeeping.
I don't believe I'm not even a guy that's even said the word sheet ever in my life until I got these sheets.
Right.
Like, these are the best sheets. Ever.
Normally, as guys, we don't care, but now we care.
We don't care. I love these sheets, man.
But brooklinen.com has an exclusive anniversary event happening this week only, starting Thursday, today, and running through Tuesday. You get free shipping and up to 20% off site-wide when you shop at brooklinen.com, and that is this week only, starting today. And they rarely run events like this.
Right.
And Brooklinen's so confident, they are offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee, a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. Do you hear me? Lifetime warranty.
Fellas, Get out these sheets, man.
The only way to get free shipping and 20% off site-wide is to go to brooklinen.com. This week only, BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen are the best sheets ever.
That's right.
They are.
We got your password for Beat the Bank here, but we got a couple more calls to take here for First World Problems,
okay,
including Maria. Hi, Maria.
Here.
There you are.
What's up, Maria?
All right.
What's your first world problem?
excuse me. Well, I went to the Red Box and I got one of the Jack Reacher movies and came home and it was a Blu-ray. So me and my husband had to have a little date night in our driveway and watch it in the van.
If the van's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
So you sat in the back of the van and watched the movie.
Yeah.
We did. We got our blanket. The kids were in the house. We got our blanket. We sat out the driveway. And it got too cold, so I had to go back in at the half part of the movie.
I was going
to
ask.
He finished it by himself.
Oh, man.
I was going to ask if the windows got fogged up.
Yeah. Hey. They got frosted. It was so cold. That's what happened. Thanks, Maria. Let's see what Ashley's up to. Hi, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
Oh, man.
So, I work with probation and parole, and I don't know how many times I see girls walking out with their UGG boots in their hands because their ankle monitors won't fit inside the boots.
Oh, my goodness.
Hashtag first world problem.
Well, I did. That was a problem. That was a thing.
Oh, that sucks.
That's a thing, huh?
They hook them up with their ankle monitors, and now they can't wear their UGG boots.
That's a thing, man.
Thanks, Ashley.
You know?
Yeah. I bet you Ashley chuckles every time that happens. Every single time.
Oh, my God.
They walk in there with their UGG boots on.
That's awesome.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to hook you up with the password for Beat the Bank. Now, remember this password, because we'll have you call in within 10 minutes to try to claim up to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Your password this hour is Avengers.
Ooh.
Avengers. Like the movie.
Got it. That is
your password, which means Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we hooked you up with that password. We gave you the tools you need to make your money. Now you just got to pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
The rest is up to you. 800-543-3548.
800-5-DEEK-IT.
Jenna Owens, what caller number should we take?
Five.
Five high.
Quickie. All right.
High five up there. Because that's what I'm wearing today.
There you are.
The number five.
Get in.
Got on your jersey for the NFL draft.
Happy draft day, everybody. Happy draft day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially all those 20-something-year-old dudes, early 20s, that are about to make millions of dollars.
Yep. I want my check, like, as soon as you call my name. My first, just give me a little check right now.
Yeah, like, at least give me, like, $500,000. I know my bonus is going to be a couple mil, so.
Just give me a little something right now.
Yeah.
Just something to take home with me.
Dude, I'll take a Lambo. Just give me a car. I'm cool with that. Team colors, fine.
Yeah, sure.
Prefer the butterfly doors.
What's the first thing you buy? You're drafted by the Saints. Well, not Saints.
I don't care. I could get drafted by the Cleveland Browns. I don't care. I'd be excited.
All right. All right.
First thing I'd buy.
First thing you buy. Make yourself 21 again.
Yeah.
I guess you probably just named what you would buy, a Lambo.
No, I wouldn't buy a Lambo. I want that as a gift.
that's your bonus?
Yeah, I want that as a gift. I'd buy an hour tutorial from Ninja on Fortnite. Because that dude he's probably expensive. So I'd have him come over and teach me and tutor me in Fortnite for an hour.
Okay.
Because that would cost me probably about $10,000.
Okay. Kelly, you've just been drafted by a team.
Oh.
What's the first thing you buy with your big check?
That.
Your big check.
Yeah.
Well, don't you buy a house? Isn't that the first thing you logically buy?
Well, because you might move, though. You don't know if you're going to stick in that city.
You have to have a home base.
Yeah.
You buy one for your mama. That's what you do.
Pay off my mama's house.
I buy her a new one.
Yeah, buy her a new house. Yeah, well, my mom lives in California. It's expensive out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Jenna, what's your first thing you buy?
I'd go on a safari to Africa.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that'd be good. We got to wait till after the season.
Yeah. Why?
Because you're about to start. You're about to get going.
You ain't got time for vacation.
You're an NFL player now.
Why are you telling me what? You just asked me what I want to spend my money on. I just would buy a safari to Africa.
I got to get in that gym and you got to start. Oh, man. I can't imagine playing sports.
I don't have to go tomorrow.
So time consuming.
Yeah. No, that's what we're saying. You go after the season. Enjoy it. After your first NFL season. You wouldn't want to do all the practice, Kelly?
That's a lot of work.
It sucks.
It's commitment.
Yeah.
I think like anything, it turns into a job. You know, I think about professional golfers a lot, like how much golf they play. You cannot enjoy that all the time.
And y'all need to wash your uniforms more. I've been around some of you people that work out a lot.
What do you mean,
and
you
y'all
people?
Y'all don't wash your stuff enough, and you smell
you people.
Like mildew. Like
well, that's what happens.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Athlete people.
Well, they sweat.
Oh,
Kelly.
It's so stinky. You need to wash more. You'd be next to the guy in the gym, and he'll whiff by you. I'm like, do you just throw your clothes back in your gym bag, go to work, come back the next day, and put on those same sweaty gym clothes?
The crotch sweat?
So bad.
No, I wash mine after every...
You do, but not everybody does.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than sitting behind the bench, which I have been fortunate enough to do, at a hockey game because they smell like cold mildew.
Well, that's the pads. The pad, you can't, there's nothing you can do. The pads are going to stink. You can wash them as much as you
hockey
can.
Hockey players smell like mildew. Just FYI.
Groin sweat. What's that from?
Groin sweat. I don't know. Hockey talk, I guess.
I think my first purchase would be a helicopter.
You'd buy a helicopter?
I don't know where, and then I could only hang out with people that had helipads. So I have to buy all y'all helipads because otherwise I have nowhere to land.
That would be your first purchase.
Yeah.
Is this off? Okay, since you mentioned that, I'm going to give us a little off. What are we doing?
We're waiting for our winner.
30
seconds. You got a minute.
Did you hear they're getting ready to do, maybe we've talked about this on the air and I might be having a false memory, lift for helicopters?
Yes.
Wow.
I heard about that. But how much is
it
going to cost?
It's only in certain cities.
In certain cities, like big metropolitan areas where you need to be, you know, on the opposite end, rush hour traffic, where you and your friends can put in, or just you if you got it, and basically it's...
Lift-a-copter.
Lift, yeah. Literally, it's a lift.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Shoot up in the air. Have you heard that? They're going to start testing it.
Imagine the surge price on that.
In 2016, Chicago did it.
Oh, I didn't
They've
heard
done it.
It
in Vegas. They've actually done
They've
it,
done it here
the year
for
before
events.
Because our football stadium's far from the city.
Yeah.
So
exciting.
Yeah, that is.
That is cool.
It's very expensive. I accidentally ordered it one day because...
How do you accidentally do that?
Because when you're swiping and, you know, sometimes during special event weekends, it was actually during Super Bowl weekend. And I was trying to order one, and I'm swiping around on the app, and you can select if you want, you know, the regular people, like, low, you know, I don't want to say, like, lower end, but, yeah, like, the more affordable
the regular lift.
Or Premier or
helicopter.
Yeah, the helicopter.
But that weekend, there were five different options, so I wasn't really sure. So I swiped, and I was trying to get something in the middle, and it just scrolled all the way over and ordered that one, $350 a person.
Oh.
Whoa.
What's the cancellation on that?
Right.
Immediate.
I took a screenshot at the time. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops. No, delete.
It took my rating down.
Then you hit the helicopter above your head.
The pilot's like, I already came. I'm over here already. Can't cancel it right now. That is so cool.
Wow. Very cool.
$350.
It was a lot, and it only got you there, and then it gave you a car service all the way back.
That's a plane ticket. Man. I'm trying to think of how much I would spend.
Think about it.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Kelly needs a new computer.
I do.
Win this cash and give one to her.
Yay!
Beat that'd be nice.
The most generous Beat the Bank player ever.
Bank.
Would buy me a new laptop.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be so awesome.
I can't wait
to
see
it.
Or maybe that.
Wait to see it.
Rich people get richer.
Or maybe that helicopter lift.
Yeah. The rich get richer.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Would you buy Kelly a computer if you won all the money?
Please.
Maybe.
I don't know. That sounded like a maybe. Probably not.
I understand.
Okay. She's got to buy her own.
That's fine. What are you up to right now, Samantha?
I'm driving to work. I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, you got through. You're caller number 5. Congratulations. What do you do for work?
Oh, I work at a direct selling company.
Oh, that would have been cool if you were a helicopter pilot.
Uh-huh.
That's what we were just talking about. All right, Samantha. Well, let's try to win you money. Let's step up to the vault first.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Avengers.
Password accepted.
That is correct.
Yay.
Congratulations. You gained access to the vault with the banker. He's going to be in there with you, Samantha. He's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. The highest it can get up to is $1,000, and your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn. That's how much money you will win. Now, if you don't say anything and that door closes, you get nothing. And we don't want that because Kelly needs that computer, and you said maybe. All right.
Got a big maybe on my side.
Big old maybe from Samantha.
There you go.
So let's see how much money Samantha wins when we play
Beat the Bank.
$90, $130, $240, $290, $400. 460, 490, 520, 600.
Stop.
All right.
600.
600.
Nice.
And I think Kelly can probably find a nice laptop for maybe $350.
Oh, for sure. Maybe
a little. I'd rather upgrade. Can I have all 600, please? Now you keep that money and you enjoy it. What are you thinking about spending it on?
Well, my daughter's birthday's coming up next month, so maybe we'll spend it on that.
Oh, perfect. What's her name?
Perfect.
Madison.
Madison, happy early birthday.
Hey, Madison.
Now, just
she's going to be so excited.
Of course she will be. Her mom just got $600.
Right? Yeah.
But just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
$680. Okay. $750.
Oh, it's gone.
$840.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
$1,000.
That's all right.
Hey, you got better than nothing.
That's right.
There you go. Six crisp Benjamins.
A lot better than nothing.
All for you, Samantha. You hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. And thank you for listening and playing Beat the Bank. And if you didn't get in this hour, we got another password for you. Coming up in about 40 minutes. Brand new password. So forget the one that Samantha just gave us because that one was used up. And coming up next, there she is, Miss America.
Very nice.
I think that's how it goes. I think that's how it goes.
Nice.
Kara Munn is going to join us, the reigning Miss America, next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, I guess we'll just start with a song.
There she is, Miss America.
You take it, Kara.
I put it on. I don't think I'm legally allowed to do it.
Do you know all the words to that song now? We were just discussing how we feel like no one knows anything past that part.
That's about all I know, too, because at that point, you just kind of, you black out.
Yeah.
You just don't pass out.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's just staring at you. Nobody's paying attention to the guy singing.
Yeah.
Producer.
What's that?
Kara Munn.
Oh, yeah, this is Kara Munn, Miss America. I'm sorry. We're just so excited.
I'm just dazzled. Is this the official one you got when you were crowned, or is this like the traveling crown?
No, so we each get our own. It's all the same design, but there's one unique difference, and so each one's different. It has its own unique aspect, so if you line them up, you can figure out which one's yours.
Oh, like Super Bowl rings. They're all a little bit.
Yeah. Long.
So do you get to, you take this everywhere you go, right, for the year, and do you keep this ultimately, or do you have to give it back?
No, I get to keep it.
Oh, good.
Should.
Why didn't I always thought, but then they just give you a new one to crown the next in line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you also win, like, scholarship.
I did.
This is a scholarship pageant because you are continuing your education, or?
Yes. So I'll be going to law school fall of 19.
Where at?
Which is exciting. Well, I have a few options, but just last week I got into Georgetown, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Some options, I guess.
Yes.
Always.
Did you go to Brown University?
I did. So. I did.
It's good to know that you are down with the Brown.
No.
University.
Now, how many pageants did you compete in as a little girl?
Done a few, but North Dakota was never like a large pageant state by any means. And so when I got to Miss America, people were like, oh, that small state that's never had a Miss America. It took me 4 tries to win Miss North Dakota. And so it was, you know, I didn't think I would win either.
Yeah, because it's like you would think the person that's going to win just like never loses is always, but it's to work.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to judge a preliminary Miss Texas pageant once.
Yeah.
Once you're on the judges' side of things, whatever notions you have about the pageant system completely goes out the window. These are such well-rounded girls. They're so well-spoken.
Of course.
They have platforms. It's really not just about a pretty face. It's a well-rounded woman, which I really appreciate.
I mean, because you've interned in Washington. You got a bachelor's degree in business, entrepreneurship, and organizations, and completed an internship in Washington, D.C. for U.S. Senator John Hoven of North
Read
Dakota.
Read that resume, wow. Jason.
So you've been doing things.
I have. But at the same time, I say, you know, with that one resume, there's three other resumes of things I never got. But I was so persistent and so determined. And I knew when one door closes, another opens, and never thought I'd get to be Miss America.
Yeah.
If you start a Bumble profile, you just put on there Miss America. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. First name Miss, last name America.
Now, why did you want to be Miss America?
The opportunities that it opens. You know, I got to go to the State of the Union. I got to be in the Macy's Day Parade. I got to ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. All things that this small town girl from North Dakota never expected to do.
You have political aspirations, right?
I do. So I want to be the first female governor of North Dakota.
All right.
I love how Kelly's still holding the crown.
I want to wear it, but I don't think I'm legally allowed to do that.
Hey, did something happen to you in an Uber with the crown?
Oh, I did. It did. So, you know, after I won Miss America, after I won Miss America, they said, you'll probably drop the crown, you'll break it, you'll lose it. And I was like, oh no, there's no way. I worked so hard for this.
Yeah.
And it was day 18 and I left it in an Uber in Washington, D.C.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It was like 5:30 in the morning. It blended tired. Right in. Yeah.
I can imagine the feeling I felt when I left a pair of sunglasses.
Right.
Did he return it?
No, we were able to get it back. So
people
were
like, I didn't see it.
Yeah,
right. I would keep that.
You put a GPS on it, lost my iPhone, lost my crown.
Yeah.
And did you know, Big Al, that Miss America, Miss Caramund, also works a lot with Make-A-Wish Foundation,
which
is very, you know, it's like a parallel to what we do with Kids Kids.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
What are some of the things you've done for Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, so I got started when I was just 14 years old, and I had two classmates that were battling cancer, and on my 14th birthday, one passed away, and at her funeral, all memorials went to Make-A-Wish. And you do see that impact, you know, a wish can have, or that trip to Disney World, whatever organization it is, and it gave her that moment to live life like an average teenager. Mm-hmm. And so the other friend was in the wish-granting process, and our state of North Dakota just didn't have enough funding to make it come true immediately. And so I thought, what can I do? And I started a charity fashion show that 10 years later has raised nearly $80,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that became my personal platform. And then as Miss America, my national platform is the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Mm-hmm. And so I get to say I make wishes come true and miracles happen for our kids that are, you know, battling life-threatening illnesses.
Okay.
Wow. You're like a good person.
Yes. Exactly. That's how you become Miss America.
You're very well-rounded. It's not just about being pretty.
Yeah, like Snooki's not going to become Miss America.
She's very lovely.
Yeah, although she is lovely.
After you say all that, it knocks out all of the interview questions that I can ask you inappropriate Miss America questions.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm not doing
Chris Harrison was the host at your Miss America pageant, right?
Yes, he was.
Does he try to get girls to come on The Bachelor because you guys are, you know, you guys... He would probably want one of you guys to come on that show.
Yeah, maybe. That was an onstage question. Miss Alabama got it. And she said she wouldn't want to be on the show. So that was kind of funny because I don't think he was expecting that. But, I mean, it was just such a dream come true being on that stage. And it was funny because each time I advanced, I kept thinking, okay, now I'm going to be the next one cut. I just never thought it would be me.
Yeah.
And so every time he said my name, I was like, are you sure? Like, there's other girls up here, bigger states.
North Dakota, for real?
Yeah. Wow. So pretty remarkable.
What was your question?
So I had two different questions. You had a fun question, which was worth 5% of your score, and it was what's on your bucket list.
Uh-huh.
And in that moment, I was racking my brain, and I was like, say the coolest thing. And then it was just like being here, because our state had only had 3 women in the top 10 ever. And, you know, I thought if I can make it past that top 10, I'll... you know, break that ceiling for our state and put us on the map.
Right.
And so that's the one I said, and I was just so dorky, and Thomas Rhett asked it, and I was like, just advance me on. And then, I was like, I love country music, you're the coolest. And then the last question I got was on Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Accord.
Oh, that's a tough question.
Oh my gosh.
Question. They gave you a political question.
They did. Yeah. They
but
did.
But that's something you're probably pretty well versed in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Well, and it is a scholarship organization, so you should should be well educated. You should be able to, you know, say your opinions and why it is, and you understand your audience might not have those same opinions, but to say it in a way that doesn't offend anyone.
In a diplomatic manner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All about diplomacy.
But it is a tough area, and I have questions for all of you.
Yay! Oh, okay. See, this isn't fair. We're not prepared.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're prepared. Okay.
Okay, Kara. Oh, okay, we're talking to Kara Munn,
Miss America.
America 2018, and she's going to ask us questions, and we're very nervous right now.
Oh, no.
Because we are not up there with you when it comes to stuff.
She's going to be nice.
Okay.
Big Al, you're first.
Thank you, Kara.
Never want to be first.
No.
There are so many talent competitions on TV right now. Shows like American Idol, The Voice, The Four, and America's Got Talent are constantly vying for our attention. What TV talent show is the best and why?
Good question, Carl.
He can answer this?
The Voice would have to be my favorite because my man Blake Shelton is on it. And the chairs do cool things. They turn around and stuff.
How would you grade that?
I mean, if Blake Sheldon's a judge, I think he would win.
Boom.
Yeah, if Blake was a judge, that would be a good answer.
I like skinny chairs.
I like turtles.
Thank you, Carl.
Yes. All right, Jenna, you're next.
All right.
Jenna, on Sex and the City, Carrie Bradshaw said, "I like my money right where I can see it, hanging in my closet." Which fashion trend do you wish to make a comeback?
I love scrunchies. I really do. I try and wear them sometimes. I don't really pull them off very well, but I like scrunchies. I like a lot, and I like the clueless style. I used to get made fun of in school for wearing the clothes, but my mom instilled in me, those girls are just making fun of you because they're jealous and they actually like it, and that's why they're making fun of you. I don't know if that was true, but I like that my mom instilled in me to wear the things that made me feel good, because I still do it now.
Yeah.
I still wear things that might be unpopular and the guys on the show make fun of me.
Get a tube top on.
But I own the style. Yeah.
Why don't you start dressing like Clueless again?
Go for it.
Get you happy.
I got a plaid suit for a photo shoot. I have plaid. I'm so excited.
There you go.
Good answer.
Okay.
All right.
One more.
Here we go.
Two more. Yeah.
JC. Doctors say
last.
Doctors, you ready?
Doctors. Uh-oh. Correct. The medical question. Okay, go ahead.
Doctors say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. If you were able to create your own cereal, what would it be?
Oh,
chicken breast.
First of all, thank you. Thank you so much for the question. And congratulations, Kara, on winning Miss America. Guys, I'm answering my question.
We
all right.
Know the answer.
Yeah, we know the answer. I just answered it for it.
Yeah, I'm going through etiquette here. Protein. Thank you again for the question, Kara. Very proud to be here amongst my fellow radio personalities. But I personally believe that if I could create my own cereal, I would create a healthy cereal so that all children could have their nutrients in the morning. And it's called Flex C.
What flavor is it?
Flex, because it's like a protein. It's a protein powder.
What's it taste like?
It tastes like protein powder. You can have vanilla, strawberry. It tastes delicious, maybe even banana. And I'll put a little dried fruit in there, and you could eat it in the morning. Thank you.
Oh, man.
How's that?
Not good.
Our answer was better. Yeah. We answered for you.
Well, I couldn't answer because you guys were talking over me.
Broccoli.
Chicken breast and broccoli cereal. Yeah, that's all you eat.
I'm surprised you didn't say hard-boiled egg.
No. I'm not going to answer what you guys already threw out.
All right, Kelly.
All right.
With the crown.
You don't want to go first, and you don't want to go last.
Okay.
Here we are.
Kelly. Given the current political climate in the U.S. and abroad, should President Trump pull U.S. troops out of Syria?
Good question.
Also, hold on, two parts. How would your decision affect our diplomatic relationship with Russia?
I'm going to sit down and listen to this.
That's a good question. That's what I would.
Okay, say. I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer.
Your daddy and Rush Limbaugh. This
I know this bad stuff's going on over there.
What kind of bad stuff?
Yay, America.
Okay, just kidding. We have a different
Thank
one.
You, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Kelly, Billboard just named I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys as the best boy band song of all time.
Really?
Yes. Do you agree?
Actually, my favorite song by them is I Don't Care
Who You Are, Where You're From, What You Did, As Long As You Love Me, But...
As long as it's by the Backstreet Boys, I agree wholeheartedly with Billboard. Thank you.
Okay.
That was an easy softball one.
Oh, you want to go back to the Trump one?
I was really worried about that Russia-Syria thing.
You want to go to the political one. I can only imagine how nervous you guys feel after hearing the first word.
Yeah.
Because it kind of leads you into political activism.
Well, that's part of your training. They want you to be well-versed on all politics because you do not know what they're going to throw you.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting, too, is you don't see on the telecast, but you have the judges. And then you have the audience all screaming. And, you know, it's hard to hear. And then they have the teleprompter with a clock that's going, so you know how long.
That's why they go wide-eyed.
Yeah. That ticket and catchphrase. That stresses me out.
Do you have that question you think about every day where you're like, man, I wish I could have that question back and answer it again? Or have you done pretty well with all that?
Did pretty well.
I won. I'm like, ask it again.
Ask it all.
So awesome. You dating anybody, or you have a boyfriend, a fiance, husband?
So I travel about every 48 hours, 20,000 miles a month.
Yeah.
So there's just
no
time for the boys right now.
Oh no.
You do get to fly first class. Please tell me.
I got to here, so it's
not,
not always.
I just think that should be in the contract.
Yeah. Miss America can't be riding coach.
That's just not right.
You gotta have
She is a woman of the people.
And you danced with the Rockettes.
I did. So I did 4 summers with the Rockettes. I started when I was 14, and you have to be 5'6 to be a Rockette.
I did not know that.
Yes. And I thought I would grow, and so I was training and training. I hit 18, just didn't grow, and so I couldn't be a Rockette. But at the Macy's Day Parade, which was something I always dreamed of, is, you know, getting to see the Rockettes. You know, I walked out, and they said, Miss America, here's your float. And I got up on the float, and I looked down, and I saw all the Rockettes, and they didn't have their own float. And so I was like, you know what? Being short's not the worst thing. It's not the worst thing.
That is so awesome.
It's so great to hear that a little girl that had so many dreams or seeing so many of your dreams come true.
Yeah, right?
You know, that's really great. I love that.
Well, it's an honor to have you in the studio with us. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me. I've been watching the show since I was in high school, and it's great.
Awesome. Who's your favorite? Ooh, to be the favorite of Miss America.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh. Yeah.
No, I think she chose the favorite by who she gave the crown to.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Diplomatic. I love you all the same.
We'll take that as a win.
The closest I'll ever get to Miss America, so thank you. Well, and you.
Well, a crown on the dashboard of my car, Kelly. You can hold it anytime you want.
No, thank you. Yours smells like lemons.
And when you're running for office in North Dakota, call us. We'll be in the commercial with you. We'll plug it up.
Big endorsement.
Yeah, we want to give you that big endorsement. Make sure you win.
Awesome.
And anytime you want to come back on the show, how do we follow your journey? Is there an Instagram, Twitter?
Yeah, just at Miss America.
That's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy.
Now,
everybody give it up for Kara Mudd.
Yay!
Miss America.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank.
Yep, yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You know that password. You're going to need it to go inside the vault. What number should we take, Jenna?
25.
Ooh. Is it because everybody was like, Jenna, what did you pick number 5 last hour?
I don't really pay attention to criticism lately, but I choose a lot of numbers all the time. So
25.
And I sometimes choose a 5.
I'm offended you didn't choose my favorite number, Jenna.
What?
Right?
I choose that one, 70% of the time?
You choose numbers right.
Right. You use either one of mine. Yeah. 6 or 8.
People are so critical lately. I'm checked out.
That's the world.
How are you guys? Let's say something positive about each other.
What number do you pick, Jenna? T. That's what you should say next time.
I don't like numbers. I don't like numbers.
Speaking of being overly critical, I'm having a conversation on our text with a person that says that I'm annoying because
you are annoying
because I interrupted the showbiz top 5 to let the world know that the password was coming up.
Yeah, how dare you interrupt me
at the time that we said we would give it away.
I couldn't even concentrate on the showbiz.
I know you ruined everybody's train of thought.
What was Kanye doing again?
I'm sorry.
Apparently I'm rude to interrupt people and I'm annoying.
That's right.
So
stop it.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
And then you answer and you get told you're sensitive.
I'm just answering.
I'm just gonna take some deep breaths. I wish some people understood what this was like. People criticize you all day, every day. It's crazy.
There's going to be
up with you.
There's going to be no sadness to me today because today is the NFL draft.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? You can't bring me down today. It's the NFL draft.
Words can't bring me down.
Thank you, Kelly. And
yes,
the Avengers coming out.
Oh yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Today?
I think tomorrow. It came out midnight tonight.
Tonight, so it's technically Friday, but...
Yeah, so you know how they do it. Everybody shows up at night. They want to be the first ones to watch that movie. Fallon had a pretty cool bit on his show. You know the Brady Bunch?
Mm-hmm. I do.
He decided to do the Marvel Bunch.
Here's the story of a playboy genius who was gearing up to form some sort of crew.
One's a former Russian spy.
A god of thunder.
One fought in World War II.
It's the story of a handsome Star-Lord. Like the greatest to ever walk the earth by far. And a falcon, a magic doctor. Will cut the forever. To fight a villain who packed much more than a punch. And his crew was labeled the Avengers. That's the way we all became the Marvel Bunch. The Marvel Bunch. That's the way we became the Marvel Bunch.
Hello, brother.
Shut up. Well done by all the actors.
Superstars. You don't realize how many of them really are awesome.
The movie cost between $300 and $400 million to make.
In salaries.
And, right? Here are all the superheroes and I think villains that you'll get to see. There's Captain America, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Thor, the Hulk, Loki, Doctor Strange, Black Widow, Star-Lord, Ant-Man, Groot, Rocket Raccoon, Drax, the Destroyer, Pepper Potts, Mantis, and Collector.
Wow. 18 you just named. But is Pepper Potts considered a hero?
Is Pepper Potts Gwyneth?
She's just the girlfriend, right?
Yeah, Pepper's the girlfriend of Iron Man, but she got to wear the suit a couple times. That one time she wore the suit.
Every Superman, there's a strong woman.
Superwoman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And also at this time tomorrow morning, what's going to be happening part-time, Justin?
Yes, so you might know her from that Dr. Phil episode, Catch Me Outside Girl, a.k.a. Bad Barbie, a.k.a. Baby. Daniel Bergoli. She'll be on the show, hopefully, this time tomorrow.
Did you figure out how to say her name?
Daniel Bergoli.
Bad Barbie.
Did I say Bad Barbie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Bad Baby.
We're
baby.
Not talking to her.
No.
No, me and Nick from our Shut Up podcast will be talking to her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Okay.
I just
what?
Justin?
I don't know what to say to her. I would not know what to say to her.
Justin was showing me.
All the questions.
There's little girls. There's like a 9-year-old girl that acts like this Danielle girl now.
Lil Tay.
Lil Tay.
Oh, Lil Tay. Yeah.
Annoying.
And who's the billionaire one you were showing me yesterday?
Whoa, Vicky.
She's a billionaire?
She claims to be.
So what's hard, Kelly, with some of these Instagrams, I went through them the other day, and so it's interesting because people will call them out for being fake, because it's kind of hard to tell if they actually speak this way and act this way, or if it's all a bit,
like,
and
an
they're
act.
Just really great actors. What do you think about Lil Tay?
I can't stand her. No, I can't stand
her. But you watch her videos. You watch her videos.
I don't even go watch her videos. It shows up because it shows I follow this account on Instagram and they promote it. And I'm just like, who is this little girl? And I'm like, why? And so I just skip through it.
Who is this little girl?
It's a
little thing.
Tell me.
It's a little 9-year-old girl who thinks she's bad. She's her own identity.
You know her account is managed by, is she Miranda Cosgrove's sister?
No, she's not Miranda Cosgrove's sister, but it says account is managed by Miranda Cosgrove, the one from iCarly on Nickelodeon. That's who it is. But no, and she says she's the youngest flexer of the century. It's just this little girl who says she's got money and she's going to be in a rap video with some rapper.
Why does she drive you crazy? I think she's funny. She holds like sacks of cash. She's 9 years old. She acts ridiculous. When I first came across her, I don't know. I've watched her videos. She yells. You know, she yells at the video.
Yeah, don't yell.
Cusses.
But the reason why she's
cussing.
But so
awful, Kelly.
So Bad Baby, Catch Me Outside Girl, got into a fight with Whoa Vicky. Security guards had to get involved.
You going to talk to her about that? Because we're not going to talk to her.
Hopefully. Yeah. Maybe she'll draw some tea. But Lil Tay is supporting Wo Vicky, and Lil Tay was also there. Lil Tay also got hit by...
a car?
By the bodyguard.
She's only nine.
I know. She deserved it. She really deserved it.
She's a big nine.
Did she say
she's
Vicky?
A big nine.
Well, she looks regular nine.
But anyway, so these two girls, Wo Vicky and Lil Tay, are beefing with Bad Barbie. Bad Baby. I don't know why it's Bad Barbie in my mind, but Bad Baby.
Millions of followers. We're gonna talk to her.
That's why people are beefing against each other.
I don't know.
Why they gotta be beefing, you know?
Yeah, what's up with the beef?
And they are all white.
Yes, they are. But they don't.
Y'all need to.
I'm going to become a vegetarian because I don't want no beef. You know what I mean?
they're just giving a rap a bad name.
I know. All right, we got to get to it. Let's play. Thanks, Justin. Bang.
You're welcome.
Beat the bang. Airbnb should have been told. People checked in. Had a big ball of mold.
Yeah, that was gross.
A ball of mold?
Oh, in the microwave, Kelly. It was so gross.
This could be a little tidbit-ish. I'll tell you about it after we play the game.
Oh, yeah, don't make me throw up.
It's grody.
Don't make me throw up.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Oh, we're so excited, too. What are you up to right now?
I am taking my son to the doctor.
To where? The doctor? Oh.
Yeah.
Is it just a checkup, or are they sick?
Yeah, nothing major. He's fine.
Ah, okay, cool. What's his name?
Cohen.
What's up, Cohen?
What up, Cohen?
Cohen.
My dude.
How do you stand on the whole Wo V Lil Tay controversy?
Yeah, whose side are you on?
Oh, I don't even pay attention.
That is the correct answer. Good answer, Kayla. That's the correct answer. The correct answer is, who cares?
Yeah, I'm not.
Catch me outside.
Yeah. Who cares about those girls?
All right.
Well, Kayla, we want you to win some money on your way to the doctor, so let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Okay. Please enter your password.
Marvel.
Password accepted.
Nice.
Well done.
Yay. Nice job, young lady.
Nice.
Yeah, we don't want people to get confused and think we're talking about a marvel, the marvel that goes in the jar.
I know, I was pronouncing the V particularly. Yeah.
Well done.
There you go, girl.
Well done. And here is the marble master, Big Al Mack, to tell you how we play the game.
Yes, I am. You will be inside the vault with our banker. You're going to hear dollar amounts are going to increase, okay? You need to listen very carefully. When you feel comfortable, you don't feel like he's going to go any higher. You need to say stop loud and clear so that we can stop the game. You'll win the last dollar amount that you heard. Now, if you don't do that, young lady, the door is going to close on you more than likely, and you will get nothing.
Oh, no.
Nada. All right? And we don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you still need to say stop.
That's right. Well done, Big Al Mack.
Okay. Thank you.
Probably your best time telling the
rules out
there.
Wow.
Well done.
All right.
All right, let's do it, Kayla. Let's play.
Be the Bank.
$130. $290. $380. $400. $420. $460. $500. $510. $530. $550.
Stop.
There you go, $550 in your pocket.
I'm with you on that one, Kayla. I would have stopped probably a little bit before you did. Well done.
I said 500, but I pushed it.
I like it. You have guts. What are you going to do with that $550?
We are going to plan a vacation soon, so I'm going to use that for some vacation money.
Yeah!
All right.
So we're talking about right there.
Let's see how high it would have gone, just for the heck of it.
Oh, no.
Kayla.
Well done!
Well done,
very well.
Kayla. So happy for you. You were like,
I'm gonna check my heart. I'm so nervous.
You're less than a second away from having that door close on you, and you pulled it out just right. Well done.
Hold on and listen on hold. Listen on hold if you're planning a vacation, because I have something that you might want to just keep in mind.
All right, hold on for us, Kayla. We got your money all set up. Thank you for playing and listening and getting the password right. Well done. And
Here's a little bit of tidbit news.
Oh, you want to give us a little tidbit before
sure.
you go? Okay.
It's time for tidbit news.
You got to pay it off, of course.
Someone posted a photo online after they checked into their Airbnb, and there was a giant ball of mold in the microwave, roughly the size of a football.
Yeah, big mold.
There were 29 seconds left on the timer, so whoever put this in the microwave clearly stopped the cycle with 29 seconds left, and he forgot about it, and then they just left.
What was it?
Mm. Who knows?
That's a big ball of mold.
There's a picture of it on Kid TV right now, and it is...
I don't want to see that.
Nasty.
Just
I don't want to see that.
A big ball of mold.
That is yuck.
Yuck. I mean, you're paying for an Airbnb. Don't they clean those every time?
The maid should be fired over that one.
How do you miss the mold?
Oh, my.
Well, if it's in the microwave, you just...
No, you pay the people. They're supposed to clean all that stuff.
I'm not taking up for that.
But once it gets that big, it's like you want it to keep going and see how much further it goes, don't you? You can't just throw it away now.
No one else.
Can we turn that little ball of mold into a square?
I throw that whole entire microwave away.
I'm throwing the house away. I'm out of there. Oh, man, that's so gross.
Ugh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's see if we can help this member of Kid Nation, Kelly. You could probably help out with this one because it deals with an ex or when you bring in other family.
Okay.
You know, because you and Alan both had kids before you got married and
yes.
then you blended them perfectly.
Oh, absolutely perfect. We did it flawlessly. Yeah.
No bumps in the road.
No.
You know?
We should be an example for all.
For everybody. Hi, Scylla. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I see here that you started dating your boyfriend 2 years ago.
I did.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. And you think this guy's going to be it? This is the one?
I'm thinking so, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, your boyfriend, he's divorced.
He is.
All right. And any kids from that marriage?
Yes. He has a boy that will be 3 next month.
Mm. All right. So what's the problem?
I wrote this extra long letter because I was in my feelings that day.
You were.
It's okay to be in your feelings.
We've been dating for 2 years. We've pretty much been living together ever since. We never really figured out the financial part of everything. We kind of just helped each other out as we went.
Uh-huh.
From the beginning, I knew that he was still helping out the ex with, like, insurance and phone bill. And for a while, that was okay. Then recently into the relationship, you know, he started having financial issues. And I started helping out a little bit more, picking up on a couple bills. And if he needed $20 here and there, you know, it was nothing for me to help him out.
Right.
I see you.
So here recently, I got a better job. It was pretty much like a $20,000 raise for me a year.
Congratulations, Scylla.
I had to jump on it, and I took the opportunity, and it's been amazing. He's been struggling a lot more financially just because of child support and all that.
Yeah.
But I recently found out by checking his mail that the ex got a new car, and he's paying for that insurance on it.
Oh,
so you don't want her to drive around with no insurance.
Wow.
And what really sucks the most is that now it's full coverage, so I know it's a lot more, but he's recently been asking me for a lot more help. And he never mentioned anything about this new car. Like, I had to pretty much jump to conclusions, and the only reason I knew was because he had shorted me on rent the month before. So he didn't give me an explanation or anything, and I kind of did some digging around.
Yeah,
more digging.
And I found out that he was paying for that, and he was still paying for the phone bill.
Yeah.
So I just didn't think it was fair that I got a new job to help us, but he's basically taking that money and helping her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's what happens with divorce and child support and all that. It's written out in the divorce papers what you're responsible for.
Yeah, because I don't know how this works. You get money.
And you know what? And sometimes little added things come up. And if somebody wants to, they can chip in. Like, if it's not in the divorce papers that, you know, I have to pay for them to do this extracurricular activity, but I'll split it with you even though the court doesn't say I have to.
Right.
That's one thing. The fact that he is spending money behind your back and being secretive about it, that's what I have the huge problem with. So if you're willing to sign on for this, because this is the way it's going to be,
right?
Then you stay. If you're not willing to sign on for that, I mean, as a stepmom, I will spend money on my kids.
They're my kids now.
They're part of my family. I'm not going to say, is their mom going to split this with me? No. I do it because I want to, and that's, you know, I'm part
you're
of the package.
You're choosing to spend
I'm
on the
I'm choosing
child.
To do that.
Yeah.
If I found out my husband was slipping money behind my back and do it secretly, that's different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My thing is, like, she's a grown woman. Like, why can't she get her own stuff, you know?
He's still got an emotional connection there to her. Yeah. He's got a big emotional connection.
Well, it's not
just about taking care of the kid. He's taking care of the kid's mama.
Right.
And it's one thing to be polite to the mom and treat her with respect, but to go above and beyond like that, there's too much of an emotional connection there.
Girl, you are 24, and you're working hard enough that you're able to help out a boyfriend and his baby mama. You need to be proud of yourself and what you're doing, what you're earning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than I was doing at 24. I'm 34 now and proud that I can take care of myself. And there is no way for a second. I mean, I want you to stop for a second and kind of think like, wow, this is really great that I'm even able to take care of myself. And now some guy, I know you love him, but like he's hanging on, you know? He's hanging on to you because you're being a sugar mama and that's hard to see. But gosh, you're doing great for yourself at 24. So get rid of that.
He's got what we call baggage, and right now you're being a baggage handler.
You don't need that at your age, you know?
Yeah.
You have things going for you, and
you don't need to do that. I'm not telling you to lead it. Well, yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah, you are.
I am. And I know you love him.
I didn't know if I was overreacting about.
No, you're in the right.
You got four people telling you you are not overreacting.
No.
And I guarantee you there's people in their cars going, girl!
And girl, if he does it again, I hope you can be strong. It's going to be hard. The hard decision is the right decision sometimes. But if he does it, hopefully he's great. But if not, don't put up with that.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on it, you know, but I mean, like, we've been through so much together. You know, besides everything, he's my best friend.
Yeah,
I get it.
No, we get it.
We all get it. It's hard when you love.
But you do
best friends don't steal from you.
Yep.
Give it to somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Oh. Amen to that.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. So that's
because he's stealing from you. He was stealing from you. That's what he was doing.
And giving it to the ex.
You can paint it up.
You help a best friend out. Yeah, but that best friends don't steal money from you and give to other people that they were romantically interested in.
Because Kayla, if he would have come up to you and said, "Hey, Kayla, can I borrow some money so that I could pay this bill for my ex-wife?" Your answer would have been completely different. You would have said no.
Hell no. Not just no, but hell no.
Right?
Exactly.
But instead, he lied to you and you gave him the money and he turned around and betrayed you. So he
right, and I mean, like, it wasn't much, but I know, like, if I was giving him $40, it was because he was short those $40 to pay the phone bill, you know?
Yeah. $40, that's a lot of money. Don't sleep on $40, right? That's a lot of money. But, Kayla, definitely, don't put up with that. You deserve better than that. If it happens again, okay?
Definitely.
All right, we're in your corner. We're in Team Sill over here.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, babe. Bye, take care.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Too. Love is hard.
Oh, what a sweet girl.
Yeah.
You can tell she's just a sweet girl.
Just trying to be nice.
Yeah, but you don't want to get taken advantage of.
Yeah, that's what happens to sweet people.
Yeah.
Gotta get that callus going. Say no once in a while. Right, Jenna?
Right.
Gotta say no.
Jenna's over it.
Well, lately I've been saying yes to things, you know.
Yeah, but
stop inviting you to do things when you always say no. So this is now turning back into my year of yes.
Oh, okay,
and
gotcha.
I'm tired.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.